Now listen to part of a lecture on the same topic you just read about.
A lot of people are very excited about driverless cars, but most of the media attention and praise ignores the problems of driverless cars. The author seems to believe that autonomous cars will cure all of our driving troubles, when nothing could be further from the truth. Take the idea that driverless cars will be safer. Remember, all computer software is designed by humans, so any type of automatic guidance system within driverless cars will be prone to error. For example, the driverless car mentioned by the author, the one that drove over 700,000 miles without an accident, actually hit another car just last month. It was all over the news because it makes everyone doubt just how safe driverless cars actually are. And what about the idea that driverless cars will reduce pollution? Well, some studies suggest that more people will begin to drive once driverless cars become available. Since people will no longer need a driver's license to get behind the wheel, age restrictions for both young and old will no longer matter. More people will be on the road, and it will increase the amount of cars. Pollution levels may actually increase with driverless cars, even if they drive in a more fuel-efficient manner. As for the extra time the driverless cars are supposed to give us, well, that may be such a benefit after all. You see, most people nowadays find driving relaxing. They enjoy driving their car while listening to music or talk radio. It's a welcome distraction from the usual routine. Once people start to use driverless cars, it becomes another space to do work or watch videos, which is how most people already spend most of their day. I'm afraid that this extra time in driverless cars will just be another way to work or waste time.
Now, answer the question. Summarize the points made in the lecture, being sure to explain how they cast doubt on the specific points made in the reading passage. You have 20 minutes to write.